This is Elsie. Tiffany is not here today, and I'm really sad. I'm going to try not to cry in this podcast, but we'll make it because I got a really good sub in for you guys. She's going to be the co-host for today. I've been wanting to get her on the podcast anyway. She's a busy woman. She has her own business. You know, she's a reality TV star, no big deal. But if you heard that giggle, that is my girl Diamond.
Hey guys, thank you for having me, Elsie.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. But you know, Diamond, you have permission to enter today.
Well, Let me just open the door right on up.
I'll say, I feel like you need to give people permission to enter since you're not just a guest on this podcast today, you're the co-host.
Ooh, okay.
Do we have permission to enter?
Yes, everyone has permission to enter.
Perfect. Consent is so important, guys. So, if you watched Love is Blind, you might recognize Diamond's lovely voice. She was on the show with me. She actually got engaged on the show. Did not work out, but spoiler. But she did get engaged. She's doing a little further than I did, but I truly would not have made it out alive from there without Diamond.
Same too. It was whatever.
You know that's a lie. You would have made it. I was helping no one in the pod. I couldn't do it. But we had the same producer. So when we met, she's really one of the first people I met when we got to, you know, where we were filming.
Yes.
It was love at first sight.
It really was. I just knew it was meant to be. I'm like, okay. She's so down to earth. You're super cute. You know, I was just like, oh my gosh, Elsie. And I love that you like, you know, you came with your name Elsie. I guess because it's like other girls like Lauren too.
But yes.
It made you stood out. And then like your sense of humor and then you're so much fun. So I was like,
oh, God, Diamond, stop. No, don't stop.
It was meant to be. I swear. And you became like my little sister. We became like a little family.
I know. It's like just good vibes from the jump. And then it all went downhill real fast. Diamond was really just trying to pull me along. I was really struggling. And she was like my voice of reason. I should have listened to more. It's okay. You know, it's fine.
Girl, you was not the only one. We all had our ups and downs, and we all had to go through some emotional roller coasters, you know, because it was an experience that we just never expected. You know, no one ever been through anything like that. So
it's
understandable. Like, you wouldn't be normal if you didn't go through an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just a stone wall. You're actually the wall that's between us. If you actually don't have any feelings. You know, going through that whole entire process, like, girl. So I applaud you for being real and being open, you know? It's hard for people to do that.
You too. It's not easy. Like,
it's not. Especially someone you can't see.
No.
You're behind a wall.
I don't know. I think it was easier for me to maybe open up.
Really?
Behind a wall. Yeah, I was talking, like, I got in deeper conversations on, like, day two or three with these guys and I did with the guy I dated for like over 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Did you not? No,
I did not know that.
I mean, we were like going in because they gave us some questions that like to kind of get us started every day. Mm-hmm. So, that was really helpful for me. I like really leaned on that to the point where they were like no one was in the rooms with us, but they would come, like someone would pop in and be like, hey, Elsie, can you like put down your notebook? And I'm like, oh, okay. But,
well, for me, it was a little different experience. I think I was more so like, I'm just going to have fun, you know, like I wasn't expecting to get into those deep, deep, you know, conversations. And when those conversations did come up, you would just be like, oh, wow. You're straightforward, you know, like, like you knew the questions was going to come, but you just didn't know how to really answer it too, because we're on national TV, you know, your parents are watching.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I know.
Too much, especially when the sex questions came up.
Oh, no, hard pass. I was like, I would rather not.
Right. It was so hard to like, you know, you want to be honest, but you want to be respectful at the same time.
I'm just thinking about like my grandpa.
Exactly. I'm thinking about my coworkers.
Yeah.
I think my future kids can watch this one day and be like, damn, no. Mom, you were such a, you know.
Oh my God.
Fill in a blank.
Yeah. I mean, you've been called worse, I'm sure, than whatever your future kids might have called you. We've all been called worse.
Exactly. I mean,
also, like, okay, you were on the show. For a quick synopsis of that, long story short, she got engaged to Carlton. They went to Mexico with everyone, and then it just ended there. So, you know, fill yourself in, and it's on Netflix if you want to watch it, Love is Blind. But, yeah. I want to know for you, because I know we've talked obviously since the show. Thankfully, I'm so happy. And I know you've like, you know, were sending me some screenshots of some messages that you've gotten whenever the show came out. And so tell me a little about that. Like, how did you feel? Like, were you expecting to get that many followers? First of all, I don't think any of us really were expecting anyone to watch the show.
Hello.
Much less like Shonda Rhimes and Chrissy Teigen. I was like, what is happening?
I know. It was so crazy.
But tell me about the DMs.
I totally forgot Netflix is like worldwide and mm-hmm. everybody has access to it.
It came out in like 99 countries.
Yeah. And I totally forgot that, you know, that just doesn't go across the first thing that go across your mind when a show on Netflix is coming out. Like, I just assumed everybody in the USA, you know, and watch the show and then that'd be it. But when I was getting messages, you know, from people from Brazil, China, Africa, I was just like, wow. It threw me back. It was like an eye-opener. Like, wow, there's people watching it from Africa.
Yeah.
There's people watching it from Brazil. And let me tell you, girl, Brazil held it down with the support.
I feel like I should learn Portuguese. I don't know.
I feel like I have to come visit. Like, there's no reason why I should not come visit.
No, when COVID clears. When COVID clears, the Love is Blind cast needs to take a trip to Brazil. No,
like, seriously, that should have been in our contract.
So Brazil was definitely number one, but I've actually gotten a lot from India and Canada. And maybe the UK is probably the last top five would be Brazil, India, Canada, and UK. Is that four or five? That's four.
Well, hey, we might as well just visit everybody. Yeah, let's just do some.
Let's do a world tour.
Seriously, Love is Blind world tour. I have got like really good feedback, but then I got some very bad, you know, feedback. And girl, it's so crazy how people think. There's really
like they
some
think
sick
they know
out
you.
There.
They think they know girl, everything about the situation. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's some really like crazy sick people out there. Like when it gets really, really personal, when the person has to like threaten you and your life, like I feel like they clearly don't have a lot going on in their life, you know, like to wish death or hate or bad things on that person or even someone in your family. Like that is a cause for. It's really like grow up. Grow up.
Nobody's sane. Nobody in their right mind. Message or comments on pictures of people that they don't know they saw on TV and says like a death wish to them. Nobody says that. Or nobody who's sane does that.
I guess there are people who said that, but like,
no, I'm saying nobody who is sane, nobody in their right mind, nobody who is a normal person who is okay says that.
Exactly.
That is ridiculous.
Yes. I honestly don't think they need social media when it comes to that point. Girl. So those type of comments, it's very hard to, and it's honestly for anybody who's actually listening to this and want to like go into the entertainment field, like just expect the worst. Don't always just think like everybody's going to side with you or everybody's going to like you. There's haters out there. And there's a song that I love, you know, you know the song. If you ain't haters, you ain't popping. I'm like, oh, I must
there
be
you
popping because I got a lot of haters. I'm glad they came out with that song because if you're not a really strong-minded and really can be like let stuff brush off you, it can really affect a person, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I see when you really looked at some certain artists or certain entertainment people who have, you know, committed certain, you know, suicide, mm-hmm. who committed things. You just never know what people are going through.
No.
And I feel yeah. like the world just needs to be a better place for accepting a lot of people and mm-hmm. the differences in a lot of people. Yeah. And I feel like once everybody do that, the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
A better place.
Well, also too, I never understand like the internet trolling or whatever. Cause like, if I don't like somebody I see on TV, like I just don't go look
say
at their
anything.
Page.
Like, I'm not going to hunt them down.
No. And be like, you're a piece of trash. Like you don't deserve to live. Like no one, I would never even think to do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Girl. I mean, if it makes you feel any better at all, which it probably won't, because this is also dumb, but like I was barely even on the show. I was on it for like 20 minutes and I didn't even do, like, I wasn't even on it long enough to do or say anything bad. But like, it, like in a way that it was edited too, there wasn't really anything like crazy that I said or did, except for like when I like cried when I was leaving. And yeah. even just that little bit, people
Somebody
were like,
people
were talking to me too. Not a lot, honestly. Girl. It really was not a lot. I got very minimal hate, but I was like, really? People will find anything.
Anything to say. That's just shows you how many negative people that's in the world. Yeah. Like they must yeah. live their life hating just every little thing. It could be the sky is blue. They hate it. A bird no. chirp. They can't stand it. Like, it's part of nature. It's part of life. Like, mm-mm. grow up, girl.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, well, has anyone like, I'm going to put you on the spot here right now. You might hate me for this question.
No. That was not written down in this.
It was not.
And the questionnaire here.
Well, technically, I was being really vague about it, but I did say, like, we'll talk about, you know, your DMs. We'll talk about dating.
Yeah.
It kind of goes both ways. So, what kind of, like, okay, we'll talk about the positive DMs.
Okay.
Have you gotten any, like people, what people might know? Some blue check Instagram followers.
I mean, you know, it goes down in the DM. Look, we have a whole other song. People just were like, she just love quoting songs.
She's just all the whole, this whole thing is just song quotes. Every time right. Diamond quotes a song, take a drink, guys.
Take a drink. No,
permission
seriously.
To take a shot.
Pull up.
Yeah. Oh, there's three. Now we're, I do have a glass of wine here. So hold on. I'll play two.
Yeah, but
so don't avoid the question.
Yeah, I know, right? I tried it with mm-hmm. another song, but definitely there has been people that, you know, have messaged, and some was just coming and just say, oh my gosh, like I can't mm-hmm. believe you went through something like that, or just being more supportive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the ones who just try to be like, hey, so what you doing Friday night? I'm in town.
Hey. Cool.
Although it's COVID, so we're yeah. in COVID season.
You're in town and so is COVID. There's also a pandemic.
Hello. Don't know how that works out here, yeah. but yeah, the FaceTime definitely works. That's a good date.
I was going to say, have you gone on any dates or like FaceTime dates or anything like that with anyone who's DM'd you?
Maybe.
I think her face says yes. She is looking.
I'm so glad people can't see my face.
No, but I have to really narrate the situation for them because it's a podcast, you know. Yeah. Don't make me have to post the video for proof.
Ooh, don't do it.
Yeah.
I will tell the truth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have went on a couple of dates with a few people. Just seeing what's, you know. But we wore a mask. it was some of the mm-hmm. dates were pretty nice. You know, it was pretty good to just networking too, if it wasn't like going into the romantic side, but yeah. just having, you know, networking and talking about our experience and talking about, like, we had a lot of things to relate because mm-hmm. some of the people that I went on date with have a lot of following as well and might be considered as a public figure. So right. just even talk about the experience and even their experience when they blew up, it's like, wow, you know, we can really relate here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly work together in the future. Who knows?
Hey. It's okay. Girl, I did go on it. You know, I went on a date with someone in my DMs too, which I never thought I was going to, but technically I did meet him in person before, like literally a week and a half before COVID hit and we all went to lockdown is when I met him, but he's the one who's like 25. He's that one. Sorry. That I told you about. That I don't think I talked about.
You and these young boys.
I know. They like me. I don't know. I can't help it.
The young boys love you, girl.
Yep. They love me. But it's okay. I only went on the one day with him and nothing ever really happened after that.
Yeah. That's not, really that's, nice. Are though. You guys still friends though? Like, you guys still talk?
I guess. Like, okay. Tell me. Okay. I need your, by the way, I always get, I honestly, okay. Tiffany, I get advice from, and then Diamond is also somebody I very much want advice from. And that it puts you in an elite group, Diamond. I don't know if you know this.
Great.
But like, double. I don't really like ask people for advice necessarily. I just like tell them my situation and then like we just talk about it. I don't really want it like advice in most situations. So
yeah,
you're one of those people though that I do value your opinion because I've been wrong so many times that you've been right. And so I'm like, all right, I guess I need to start listening to Diamond.
It's experience, girl. It's experience. You know,
I have to be wrong multiple times. And the other person has to be right multiple times for me to start, like, you know, okay, fine, I'll listen.
Okay, right. Okay, fine. Twist my arm.
But yeah, how do you, how do you feel about this, though? What is this, petty or no? Okay. So this guy, we only went on, like, one date. It was, like, I think it was, like, right before Halloween or something. It was, like, a while back. Okay. And then, you know, just because COVID and our lives are busy, like, we just never really hung out again. And then we were making plans. We, like, talked all the time. We were going to make plans to hang out. He was, like, trying to make all these plans to hang out, like, what we can do after Thanksgiving when he got back in town. And then he just kind of ghosted. And I saw him hanging out with a girl. Like, he would post videos.
Petty.
Well, no. Listen, this okay, part, sorry. Actually, I genuinely do not care about this part. Like, I don't – if you want to date other people, cool. But, like, I just personally don't want to date – somebody who's like dating around in quarantine, yeah. Which means like I'm probably just not going to date because it's not fair for me to ask somebody, you know, like who I don't really know that well yet. And he's like, not really, you know, we've not had that conversation at all. Okay. So, but he started hanging out with this other girl and then he just like ghosted me and I was like, all right, whatever. And a couple weeks go by and I was like, you know what? I only met this guy once. I don't need to follow him on Instagram, right? Like, all he's doing is posting pictures with this girl now. And I'm like, I don't really care. Right. I have nothing against him. I just didn't really want to, like, I just didn't care to see it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was, like, mad about it. I don't know how to, I don't know. But was it petty of me to unfollow him?
No, that's not petty. That is not petty. Girl, he ghosted you.
But then he
deserves that.
Yeah, but then he came back around, like,
nope.
Either like the day before or the day of New Year's Eve. And I just like didn't respond. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't respond. Honestly, well, he would have got a block number two.
No, I did respond a few days later, like after New Year's Eve and stuff. Just to kind of be like, it wasn't anything like initiating anything. I was just like, I can't remember. It was like a very vague response to whatever he said. And then like he said one more thing and then I said something and then he ghosted again. And I was like, whatever.
No.
I was like, maybe he saw like that I wasn't following him anymore. It stopped.
She shouldn't be shocked either. I mean, but here's the thing though, because you're what, how old now? 20.
I will be 29 in a month. Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. See,
in a month.
So
it's getting
what is
up
your
there.
End goal in a relationship? Your relationship, are you looking to like find someone to get married, to settle down and have kids?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to do that right away, but like, yeah. Eventually.
So your plan is
that's the
end
goal. Yeah.
That's the end goal. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So my thing is I'm in the same boat. Like that's my end goal. Like I'm probably a little more sooner than you, but my next guy that I want to meet, like I want to be serious with. Like I don't want someone who's gonna ghost me, who's gonna try to play me, or who wants to take me around this loop of circular emotional, you know, emotional roller coasters. Like, no, I'm looking for someone to keep it real. And really want to move forward with me. And I feel like if a guy is going to waste my time, you know, like be upfront about it. Tell me if like, hey, I'm not looking for a relationship or hey, you know, I only see us as friends or whatever. I can respect that way more than someone who just plays the silent treatment or the ghost card. Like,
I know.
No, that's not a real man, honestly, to me. That's just playing with your emotions. And honestly, you got to think about it like this. What if you did that to him? I don't know why guys don't do like think about that.
I know.
What if you did that to him? And what if he was like really feeling you or whatever? And you just ghosted him. Then what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, then
yeah.
guys want to make a big scene about it.
Right. And then I just pop back in casually, like nothing happened after like a month of not talking to you.
Exactly. So people should treat people how they want to be treated. Hands down.
Yeah.
Even in relationships. I don't care if it's like in business or if it's like, you know what I'm saying? Friends. No, even in relationships. If you know you wouldn't like that, or your mother wouldn't like it, or your sister wouldn't like it, don't treat another female like that. And I feel like guys really walk over female hearts a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like a pass to for them. Like we give them passes. Like, okay, well no.
I think guys, I hate to say this like this. I probably want to rephrase it the second this comes out of my mouth, but okay. I almost feel like most guys, not all guys, but I feel like most guys are in a position of power almost when it comes to relationships, because you know, the power is held in the hands that care the least. And especially once you get to like your later 20s, for women in the South, especially, you know, like it's more of, I mean, you start thinking about like, okay, I do want to have kids, but like, I would like to not have to freeze my eggs, but I don't know, it's expensive and I think painful. So like, I don't really want to do that, but you know, I don't want to put that pressure on a relationship either. And then it's like, almost like, I don't think I do this as much recently, like in the last like year or so, honestly. But before that though, I feel like I was just like letting myself be with the wrong people just because it's like, well, what if they're not the wrong person? You know, like what if they're, what if it's different? What if they're just like this right now? Like, but then realizing like, okay, if they're like this now, like they're going to be even shittier later. And then like, it all ends up like that. And then it's almost like, because we have this like time bomb, like ticking in the back of our heads about like family and children and whatever, because that's what society says is the thing that we need to do. And not
all in our bodies.
Yeah. And our bodies too. Like, honestly, it's science. Like our bodies only have a certain amount of time for that to be like easy to do, to have a baby and stuff. And so if you do want to have kids, it is something you need to think about. And it's just harder. I feel like it's just like, guys.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's a lot of girls that's in your boat right now who like dating a guy who doesn't treat them right, or you like make excuses for them. But here's the thing, like we all probably been there and not once in our life or twice or maybe even more. But we have to start. But for the girls who actually are in that situation, you have to really like, sometimes you have to write it down. Like I remember watching a movie and it says like, write down all the good and write down all the bad. And if the bad outweighs the good, then you know he is not the one. That's one thing. And then one thing that I also really know is that I'm a genuinely good person and I want to be treated like that. And I don't have time for someone who's not going to put me first or treat me as if I am a good person.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep trying to talk bad about me or make me feel some type of way and I'm not happy and I'm like tired of coming home and I'm like, oh, I'm actually taking a longer route to get home because I know you're there. Even though I'm like 5 minutes down the street.
That's a good indicator.
Exactly. Decided to take the long route home because I just don't want to deal with your BS. That tells you right then and there why waste your time. Mm-hmm. You're wasting your time to finding your Prince Charming. You're wasting your time to find the one who's going to treat you like the person who you really want to be treated. You know? So I when I see red flags, I used to be, when I was younger, I used to give them 3 strikes. Mm-hmm. I had a 3-strike rule. It was like, okay, 1, boom, that's strike 1. Oop, that's strike 2. By 3rd strike, you're cut off.
What's your strike now? You just have 1?
You said 1 strike. Now we have 1. 1 strike. I'm like, you know what? I don't have time for this because I just know. Showing me. No, if someone shows you their true colors, accept it. Yeah. I feel like people, we as women make so many excuses for men. We make so many excuses for men, which is not acceptable. It's not, it shouldn't be acceptable. Like, why accept certain things? Now, I granted, there's one thing, there's a difference when you're married, I get it, and you have kids, and you start thinking about other things.
Right.
That's in your,
but like in just, you know, dating, before all that.
Before all that, why even settle? You should not have to settle. This person should help motivate you, should help make you happier during your days. You guys should help each other just be better people or just do better in your life. And no matter what the goals or motivation is, that person should be that type of person for you. Not the person who brings you down, not the person who makes it worse. Mm-hmm. And that's period. That's period,
and
right?
And that's that, guys. You know, Mary had a little lamb, guys.
No, that's for real. That's it. That's all. There's no other type of excuse to, it's like, true. Other type of reason to say. Yeah.
It's true.
And I feel like we usually go to, like, you know, the doctors and want to go to psychologists and talk about relationships and talk about this. But we deep down know, as women.
Right. You have a gut feeling.
We have a gut feeling. We have an intuition.
We
just don't listen to it. Exactly. Why not? God gave us that gift.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like sometimes, and granted, I don't think I have been wrong, actually. But sometimes I get confused because I'm like, okay, is this a gut feeling, or am I just being triggered from, like, past relationships?
Past relationships.
Like, past, yeah. You know, dating that I've had this similar situation going on, or similar, like, you know, he said something similar that, like, triggered something in my head that someone else had said before, and then they, like, cheated, or, you know what I mean? Like, I have a hard time finding the difference between what is actually my gut and then what is actually just, like, a trigger. But honestly, I don't know if there is a difference. Like, I don't know that I've really been, I don't know if I've really been wrong. Like, when I've had that feeling, even when I, like, am I just making an excuse for it's actually my gut feeling, but I'm saying maybe it's, oh, you know, I'm just being triggered from the last guy I dated that did this X, Y, Z, whatever. And I mean, usually that has happened. And then also I'm like, okay, well, did I just put that into the universe on accident? I didn't mean to do that.
No. If he says something that's, like, you know, blatantly, like, he says something that's really hurtful, then you know, like, okay, there's a difference with talking to someone and they should be able to talk back and be like, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, or some things could be taken wrong and you'd be like, okay, I understand, okay, you guys can get past it, then that's okay, that's fine. But if it keeps happening and keep reoccurring and little other signs keep reoccurring, you need to start opening your eyes more and really just understand, like, hey, is this really a good fit for me? Right. Is this when I see myself in this relationship the rest of my life, honestly, or, you know, for the next 3 or 6 months. So however the relationship is going, you know, today is so funny because I was driving and I was listening to the radio. And one of the things was that this guy thought this girl was so sweet and he thought she was just, like, the perfect girl. And so they were dating for a month and she finally spent the night. So she finally spent the night. She decided to, I guess, you know, like, you know, you get dressed for the night. So she took off her makeup. And she took off her wig. And she took off her waist trainer.
And just all came out.
It all came out. She got comfortable. And then he just got turned off from her. Like, now he doesn't want to date her. But that's so sad because
that's rude.
Like,
love is blind, guys.
Right. They need to go love is blind. But he really was, like, saying that he don't want to be with her no more and how to break up with her now, all because he felt like her make, like, that's just not his, how he likes a female. Yeah. Like, what?
I hate that.
Isn't that sad? That's Isn't that so disgusting. Sad? But yet she has all the other qualities you're looking for in a woman. Apparently she was attractive because you know, you spoke
you liked
to her.
Yeah.
Eventually was dated for a month. Exactly. But then all of a sudden she takes her makeup off. So I don't know. She's just not beautified. Like, honestly, guys really got to stop trying to paint this perfect picture of women. Like, trying to make women who look like that on magazines don't look like that in real life.
No. Like, no. Stop. The person on the magazine doesn't even look like that, you know? Like,
It's makeup, it's touched up, it's other things that's going on, but you should want to have a real woman, you know what I'm saying, that's in front of you. Like, you know that she's still beautiful, although she's not glammed all the time. Like, I just thought that was just the rudest thing a guy could say to a female. I really think it's other things too, because now I feel like he got the cookies and now he's just like, okay, well, I'm done. But he didn't want to say it that way, you know?
Right. Oh, I hate them. I hate boys. Where are the men?
Right. Where are they? Girl, let me know, because I would definitely slide there in a heartbeat.
Wait, have you slid into anyone's DMs?
No, I haven't. I'm too scared to do it.
You're a liar. You're lying.
No, I'm not. I swear on everything. I've
slid into so many DMs.
You did with the blue check, girl.
Yeah, okay. The second I got the blue check, I was like, now I have a blue check. So now they'll definitely see who I am.
See it. Yeah.
But most of them did not respond. But some did.
Oh, look at yeah. that.
It was mostly boys from TikTok. And maybe some from The Bachelor.
Look at you. Okay. Look, 2021 is not holding you back. You better
No, this was 2020. This was in Oh, no. This is like right when I got a blue check. I started doing this. I was on my bullshit the second I got that blue check.
Why not? It was 2020. Anything's possible.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling powerful today. I am furloughed. I have a blue check.
Right. Why not? Let's see what this what the blue check really
I got nothing else to do. So let's just DM some boys.
Test the powers of the blue check. That's what you have to do.
I would say I don't think I DM 10 people. I probably DM less than that, but we'll say for math's sake, because I'm not good at math, we'll say I DM 10 people, and I would say probably about 6 or 7 would message back.
Okay, that's still good.
Not bad.
Well, that's 60%.
It's 70%. Over 50. It's definitely over 50.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a better chance to win a lottery.
It's true. That is true. It's true. Although I haven't won a boyfriend or lottery, so.
It's coming.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm really not that concerned with it. I really would rather date the right person. I'd rather be single for the rest of my life than being with the wrong person, though.
Same here. I cannot accept my BS. Like, I really can't. No. I can't.
You know that saying? Really, it's not a song. I'm sorry. But it is a saying. It might be a song. I don't know. But it is like a saying that's like, you know, I'd rather be alone than date someone or be around people who make me feel alone. You know,
that's deep. Look at us.
I know. Look at us.
It was meant to be. It's meant to be. No, that really was deep. That is deep. And I respect that. I respect that. I feel that 110%. I'm on that page. I'd rather not be with someone because you're lonely when you are with someone, you know, who's not making you happy. Who's not that person supposed to be with you.
It's worse. It's worse when you feel like that. If I feel lonely and I'm by myself, I'm like, whatever.
But, exactly. You can drink some wine. You can find things to make you happy.
Right.
Find a hobby. Like, I just play with my dog. Or
I hang out with my cat, Blue. I'm like literally never alone.
Right. Exactly. You got good friends, you know, but.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Go through that. It's just crazy.
I know. I mean, I've done it myself too. I haven't like necessarily lived with any like a guy like that, but. I mean, I've been in relationships like that. I didn't really realize what that feeling was, but later realized that was going on.
See?
But
experienced.
Speaking of more dating stuff. So for those of you who do follow Diamond or me, because I posted about it a lot, I was very invested in this process.
He was on the show.
Yeah, I was very invested in this process. But tell us a little bit about, the name is escaping me right now. What was it called?
Oh, Faraway Bay.
Faraway Bay. Yes. So tell us about that. So Diamond was basically on 2 reality shows that came out this year. Right. One was not filmed this year, but the other one was like live. You like watched it all live and it was so good. I was literally on the edge of my seat. Like, and I knew I was like texting. I was literally texting like, Ebony. I was texting our friend Ebony, who's also on the show. And then I would text Diamond sometimes, even though I knew she wouldn't text back. I was like, pick this person. Or like, don't pick this person.
I know. It was so
Tell us
hard.
About that process. Like, what was the show? How did you get involved in it?
So I had some producers reached out. Due to the fact that, you know, from Love is Blind, I didn't really find love. And I feel like some of the people, like the world kind of felt like, hey, that's not fair. You know, like I really wish she would found love, or hey, I really wish, you know, things were different in her situation.
Yeah.
So some producers, I guess, reached out from watching the show and really felt like they wanted to give me a second chance, which was great, you know, because they really found some really good potential guys. I was so shocked.
Yeah.
Like, extremely shocked to see the amount of like potential men who are still single. And I'm just like, okay, you guys are all look very handsome, by the way.
Yeah.
Not only that, they were successful. Like some of them, like, really have their, you know, on their shit. And then, you know, on top of that, they're like overall like really good guys. I'm like, I just don't understand how you guys are single. How have not swooped, I can't even talk right now.
Yeah.
How a woman has not like grasped you right now. I'm not the wrong word, but whatever.
Slept you I off your feet? The other way.
Thank you. Why did that not want to come out?
It's been a long day.
Oh, that was the worst laugh. Please edit that.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do.
Oh, okay. But besides, the show was really great. We had some challenges. I love the challenge, the dance challenge, actually. If you have not watched it, you can. You can go download it on TV Co. With your iPhone or with your Android. And the thing is that it's just pretty much I was going on dates with guys live. Some nice bachelors.
And we could also, as an audience, I don't think you could see the chat, right?
No, some of them, they allow us to see some of the
messages. They posted some of them, not all of them. They picked which ones they would put up. But there was also like on TV Co, you can also like chat live with anyone else who's watching. So like all of us watching, we're like commentating, we're like, you know, like talking all the stuff about Diamond and the guys, but they couldn't really see unless they would pick some of the comments messages, to put on the screen, the Diamond and whoever the guys were could see. But oh my god, it was so lit in those chats, let me tell you. Also, the host of it,
it was Joey from The Circle,
from another Netflix show. If you haven't watched it, it's really good, actually. I would love to be on The Circle, but The Circle on Netflix, it came out right before our show did in June.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And The Circle was just such a hit too. Joey is 100% him. Mm-hmm. He is so fun. He's so live. He is energetic. Like, he's everything on The Circle. Mm-hmm. That's how he is in real life. So I love to see genuinely, you know, people who are really themselves on TV, because honestly, that's who I was on TV, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like, you didn't try to paint a certain picture. It's just like, this is who I am. The world's either going to accept it or they're going to hate it. And I was like, for real. And so Joey really is a great host. And not only that, he helped me through my situation. Like, you thought it was so hard to pick. Like, I can only imagine people on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. How can you pick?
I mean, you were literally crying.
Crying like full like
the tears. first day you were crying, I'm pretty sure.
I know.
She was like crying, trying to make one her first elimination. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna start crying too. This gives me so much anxiety.
So me too. I feel like I was just like, I can't pick one, because you don't feel like you had enough time with that person.
Yeah.
And you really want to get to know every single one of them and just make sure you pick the right person, you know? Mm-hmm. But big ups to anybody who does any dating reality TV show and they are The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Like, I have so much respect for you, a different type of respect, because putting in my situation with just six guys,
It was,
and you have how many at first? Like, God.
There's like 30.
Right, the person would hate me on The Bachelor. I'm like, you know what, Dottie, you really gotta pick someone. I'm like, I'll be trying to like
literally fall. Every rose ceremony that you would have as The Bachelorette, you would just, it would be all night.
I'll be pulling off rose petals and giving to other bachelors. I'll be like, look, I can give you a full rose, we give you a half.
You know how have you seen Mean Girls? Have you seen Mean Girls?
Yeah, of course.
You know how the part on Mean Girls when she's like wins the crown? She's like prom.
Oh, yeah, she's
like breaking the crown and like giving it to people. That's you.
That's me right there with the rose. Okay, everybody a petal. Like, here you go. Here you go. Okay, we can split that petal right there.
Yes.
One. All right. One of the producers in the back was kind of cute. Let me go.
Yeah. Hi. He also gets a petal.
Right. You also get a petal. The Uber driver, you get one too. Mm-hmm.
Love
we
it.
We all get petals.
Right. It was a good show though, and you did pick somebody.
Right. Did I?
Okay, so the contestants on the show, most there's only six to start with, right?
I could have sworn it was, yeah.
Or, yeah, so.
It might have been six or seven. I can't remember it off head, but it was a handful.
Yeah, it was like six to eight. It was between six and eight. We don't really know for sure.
Yeah.
But.
Go watch it.
Yeah. Somebody go watch it and let us know. But. Yeah, no. So you did end up picking somebody who, it was interesting because she had actually eliminated this guy.
No.
And then had a full meltdown and then brought him back the next day.
The life I go through.
Yeah. So
I'm the worst person to make decisions, by the way.
I mean,
I'm very indecisive.
Same. But usually you're the one who helps me. You can help me make decisions.
I can't even pick out food for the day. Like, I'm
honestly,
like,
I'm same. Tacos.
I want this. I want that. How can I pick a man? Like,
I can't even pick out food. How can I pick a man?
Like, seriously, God. Well, you should see me in a wine aisle. You should see me in a wine aisle. It takes me at least about 20 minutes to figure out which wine I want.
So no. See, that's why I have my like go-to. I've the cheapest, biggest bottle I can find, which is usually Gallo Family Wine. Not an ad, but I would love to be sponsored. They're really not good wine. Well, I think it tastes good. I think it tastes good.
I do too.
Yeah.
Sutter Homes be having some good sales too.
They do. Yeah, but Gallo Family, it just hits different. It's like a giant bottle of Chardonnay for $8.
Same thing with Sutter Homes. It'd be like, well, maybe $9. But you can catch it at $8.99.
It's definitely like under $11.
Yeah. So anybody who wants wine.
Yeah. Their bottom shelf.
The bottom shelf is your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have one of those nights that, you know, people piss you off at the end of work. Your boss was trying to get on your nerves.
Yes. I would also recommend, a Boda Box or Trader Joe's box wine because it's $12.
Oh, never done that one, but
hot tip. But anyway, so back to these men on Faraway Bay. She rolled her eyes at me, guys.
No. Oh.
Was that for me or your dog?
For both of you.
All right. Okay. We're both acting out.
Yeah. No. Both acting out.
So, okay. But on Faraway Bay though, so she had a bunch of guys. Let's say it's less than eight. We don't know. We can't remember how many. They were all from different states, except for one of them, right?
That's the one I ended up picking. How
and then that's
that?
The one she picked. Did you pick him? Was a lot of that because he lived in Atlanta?
I think that helped a lot too, because I just knew that, oh, it would be easier for us to, if we were to, remember, I said earlier, like, if I want to date, it's like, I'm really looking for someone to be my man, you know? So yeah. I know distance relationship is really hard.
In a pandemic, especially.
Hello?
Where we can't really travel.
Next time I see him.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I know that just him just being in the same state would just make it just for the conveniency, honestly.
Yeah.
That would help out to any time that we can hang out and see each other and be around each other. Because that's really what makes the relationship work. I can't, honestly, kudos to everybody who can do a distance relationship. Hard. I tried it maybe once in my life, and I know that was hard, extremely hard, you know, but that's not saying that it can't work, because it works for some people, but for me, I just know I wouldn't say clingy, but I don't want to see you.
But like, we'll say clingy. But like, not clingy.
Right, when I want to see you, you know, that's he fair. Still has his own place, so I want my space, you can go home, but you know, I would want us to spend time together, go on dates, and not just FaceTime dates. So,
I mean, I feel that sometimes I'm like, I could totally do a long distance relationship, but then I'm also like, it's been like a chore for me for some people who I've dated who live in Atlanta, but they're like 20 minutes away. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to drive there.
Imagine being so far. 5 hours driving.
But then I guess it would be like a planned thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't just be like, like, he can't just come over whenever. I can just go over whenever.
Imagine, like, I want to watch a bomb movie, like a really good movie, and you want to, like, lay and cuddle and drink wine, the bottom shelf wine, of course.
But maybe it would make me, like, appreciate the time more, you know?
Yeah, it does. But I'm the kind of person, like, I want it now.
Wait, okay. Tiffany, if she's listening, is going to crack up at this. But we basically always at some point, we don't, like, intend to ask this, but we always end up asking this.
What?
I know I've asked this before, but I don't remember what you've said. What is your sign?
Oh, like, Sagittarius.
Okay, Sagittarius. That makes sense.
What does it make sense about?
I think, okay, Sagittarius and Capricorn are the ones I know the least about. But I feel like Sagittarius would definitely want to have, I don't know if a Sagittarius would be a good, like, long-distance relationship person.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
Which is fair.
It's hard for us. Yeah, we're very adventurous. We're very optimistic.
Like you and want things we love now.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, I respect that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, sucks. But not saying that it can't happen, because I'm pretty sure there's some Sagittarius out there who tame themselves.
I'm sure.
Like, yeah, but I mean, if you really, truly love that person, you'll make it work. Because I know there's people out there, you know, families who are in the military, and wives are making it work, or husbands are making it work. So,
Well, now I'm going to do like a full switch of gears here, talking about dating and boys and blah, blah, blah. So not only is she a great advice giver / reality TV star / TV co dating show star, she is also a businesswoman. So I need you to talk to us a little bit about that. I'm sure. Okay. If you follow me on Instagram, and definitely if you follow Diamond on Instagram, but like if you follow me on Instagram, you know, I've posted about this jewelry that is her new jewelry line. Like, I posted a million times. I love this stuff. I'm so ready for the pandemic to be over for a lot of reasons. Yeah. But one of them is so I can have an excuse to wear these earrings.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny? Excuses. Mm-hmm. So people who like know about my jewelry line, you'll see a familiar face on the website. Oh,
is it me?
It might be us. Yeah.
I'm a model. No big deal. I'm a model.
Yeah, you need to add that behind your title, girl, because you got a photo shoot.
Oh my
God. Little do they know.
It's me. This is a plug for myself. Actually, go look and like all the pictures of me in it.
Right.
Anyway, no, but yeah, so tell us a little about that. What's it called? What was that like, starting a business in a pandemic as a woman? Like, talk to me about that.
So here's the thing. I always know that, you know, I have worked for people in the past. I never had my own business. Mm-hmm. And I knew in my back of my mind, like, I'm like, hey, I don't like working for other people. Like, I came to
Sagittarius.
conclusion, like, okay, this is just not me. I can't do this for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start something that I know I love, and I know that women will love, and I know that it can be empowering for women. So mm-hmm. I decided to start my own jewelry line, and it's called the Lady Box. And I was like, hey, why not do it now? I had all this time, because, you know, we all had shut down. Right. I wanted to find time. And previously, before, you know, the world has shut down, I never had the time. I always was busy working for other people.
Right.
Yep. And I put all my time into there, and I was like, I want to do it when I get home. Don't happen. Or sleep.
Because you work all day and you're like, I just want to watch TV, or like look at my phone, right, and drink wine, talk to my dog. Yeah.
Pretty much, right? Maybe schedule a date here and there. But this is before, of course, the pandemic.
Right.
And so then I finally found time, because, you know, the world was shut down for like 3 months. I'm like, why not invest in myself? Why not put, now I have the time, I don't have any excuses. Why not do something for my life, or something better for me and my family? So I decided to start the jewelry line, and I wanted to be really like empowering for women, like and not just for women, you know, anyone who loves jewelry. Mm-hmm. Honestly, because I have three different collections. One of them that is really true to my heart is called the Royal Jewelry line. Mm-hmm. And pretty much it's all the gold jewelry. And every piece of jewelry is named after a family member.
Oh, cute. So, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
You're so cute.
Thanks. I know some of my cousins are probably mad because they didn't get their name on.
Yeah, like what are you going to name after me? Like, I mean... I'm literally a model for your stuff, but it's fine.
I know, right? Like, stop. Okay. You're the face of it, okay?
All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Oh, so hard being a model. Oh, my God.
I'm going to name something after you. Why not?
It better be cute. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know you love the earrings that you love. I know you love so much. Y'all,
I legit tried to steal. I was like,
she really did.
I was like, oh, maybe I'll just pretend to forget to give these back.
She tried it. I'm watching. I was like, the whole time.
Let me get those earrings. I was like, damn it. So then I had to buy them, like a peasant. No. I'm just kidding.
No, actually, somebody bought them for you.
Not those. I bought those myself. But the ones, I think she's actually maybe wearing them right now. Are you? Are those the ones? Yeah.
These are it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are, she's wearing them right now, guys. Oh my God. No subtle plug. No, but I, the earrings that she has on, they're like triangle gold, like little diamonds on them. And they're like so cute and yeah. super like edgy, but pretty at the same time. Like I think you could literally, their earrings can go with absolutely anything. So, which are how, honestly, most of that jewelry it feels to me. You could dress it up, dress it down, you know?
Yeah.
But those earrings specifically, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to walk out of here, put my hair over my ears.
I know you tried it. I knew you'd do it.
Diamond caught me.
I'm going to let her have her moment right now. But as soon as it's time to depart, I'm like,
we get to the car.
Right.
Oh, the earrings.
Right, the earrings. Yeah, Leslie. They're called Leslie, the ones that she's talking about. And they're actually named after my grandmother.
Oh, good. I have good taste.
Yes, you do. You have really good taste.
Yes, good old Leslie.
Yeah. So
love to see it.
Love to see it.
How long did it take you?
Huh?
Well, how long did it take you to like start?
Oh my gosh.
To finish, like to when it launched?
The whole furlough and then some.
The whole pandemic.
Right. And we're still, you know, still trying to make it work. But it took a long time only because one, with shipment, like a lot of things just got really messed up. Mm-hmm. I have, for my Royalty line, I have, that one is handmade. So, and it's 16 karat gold and nickel free for, yeah, so that one took not as long, but it took long enough only because of the shipment and, you know, the COVID. And it was just a lot of, like, ups and downs that I was going through. And when I was first starting to get it up and running, so I had a launch date in mind. I never, like, announced it, but I had a launch date in mind. So it sort of actually came out, like, this summer. Mm-hmm. It didn't come out until, like, 10-10.
Yeah, so I was October. Like, I feel like I was like every few weeks, just like whenever I talked to you, like, so when is your line coming out? And you're like, oh, it's coming. I'm like,
it's coming.
Like, but you're
the only people. You weren't the only person. It was more people that were just asking, like, hey, you know,
we're all excited. Okay, you got us all hyped up.
I know, it was just so much going on. I think because of the shipment, and, you know, I had to get my boxes, and I have to market. I did everybody. Like, I did everything by myself. Like,
I didn't run the social media too, the Instagram.
Yeah. Everything all by myself.
I didn't know that. You still run the social media?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I do the social media, and then I have, well, I did have help to create my logo and my website. So I did have someone who helped me do that, because honestly, it would have took longer.
Right.
If I didn't have that help to create my logo and create all my website, it probably wouldn't have came out to now.
Maybe still waiting.
Yeah, maybe still waiting. Only because, here's the thing, because I was also getting pulled, because the show has just came out too.
Right.
So I was getting pulled a lot to do interviews and doing other things. So, like, my day was like getting full. Mm-hmm. Even though I wasn't at work 9 to 5, but I was still working, like, from when I woke up until I go to sleep. It was just like crazy days. So I'm glad I got it out, and I love it so much, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback. So if you're looking to shop, especially Valentine's Day is coming up, ladies.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was literally like, what holiday is coming up next? My birthday.
Or your birthday.
Yeah.
I'll see something for her birthday.
I'll have to get a P.O. box and then just send me lady box stuff. Y'all,
I have a P.O. box. They can just send it right there, and I'll just bring it right to your house with your jean jacket.
She needs to give me back my jean jacket anyway. So that, from that photo shoot, actually, she's had it for that long.
I feel so bad. Honestly, I might give you that for your birthday. No,
I mean, at this point, it's like, it basically is yours now, so you just can re-gift it to me. Yeah. I appreciate it. I forgot what it looks like.
I would not do that to you. That would be like the worst friend ever.
No, that would be really funny, actually.
It would be like the craziest, funniest joke, though.
You can just hide in a pair of earrings in there.
Right. Why not?
Soften the blow. Yeah, right. No, I like it. It was a good jean jacket. I remember it well.
It's in the car. I swear it's in the car right now. I looked at it today.
Fine.
It's wrapped with Ebony gift for her birthday.
So you got Ebony. I'm just kidding.
Your birthday's coming up. I got you too.
I'm just kidding. I never get anyone gifts for like anything, so it's fine. Actually,
well, I'm not like that. I give gifts out for birthdays at God. Least.
I get so weird. I get so uncomfortable when I give when I get gifts, and then when I also when I and also when I give gifts, because I just like, I don't know. I feel like I never look excited enough, even though I am. But like, I don't, I get really in my head when I start opening a gift in front of somebody, because I'm like, okay, truthfully, I will love this. Literally, no matter if it's a freaking pen, I will like this. Like, just the fact that somebody thought of me to give me literally anything, a weed that looks like a flower or whatever on the side of the road, on their way here, walking over, like that, I will even be like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I am
hard to please.
I'm not hard to please at all. Like, I'm not a, gifts are not my love language, like giving them or getting them.
Well, but, was that a hint? Should I give you a flower on the side of the road?
I mean, hey, my birthday is February 17th. So it's like right around Valentine's Day.
Oh,
be like a 2-in-1. You can give me a little bouquet of weeds. And
what about your boo-boo? Do you have a date for Valentine's?
No, I literally never have a date for Valentine's Day. Ever.
Maybe.
No, I don't really, I have had, well, like the guy I did in college for a long time, obviously like him, but I would always have rehearsals. So like, it's not like we were like, cause I was in theater in college. And so it's not like we really could like actually go on dates, like on actual Valentine's Day. Cause I feel like I just always had rehearsal, but, he would like try to do little things. He would try to do little things. But then I did date one guy right after that. I guess the last time I've had a few Valentine's Day dates. They've always been like a guy who's like my boyfriend now. Like I've never actually gone on a Valentine's Day date with like somebody I don't really, like who I've just been casually dating for a few times. Have you?
Gotcha. Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm just weird. I'm the weird one.
That's so funny.
Wait, do you have a date this year?
No, I don't. I cut them all off.
It's fair. It's fair.
Recently, honestly.
Yeah.
I told you, you got one chance now.
Mm-hmm. One shot. One opportunity. That's a song. Yeah. That's a song. Shot.
Shot, guys.
I drank all my wine, but.
Yeah. You have one opportunity, guys. Get it together.
Yeah.
I don't have time no more.
Listen. I mean, guys, you heard it here first. If you know anyone who wants to have a nice FaceTime Valentine's Day date with Diamond.
Oh, we should do one.
That would be cute, though. If like, okay, I think it would be really cute if a guy tried to do like, I don't really want to go out on Valentine's Day anyway, because when I have gone out before to restaurants, it's so packed. And like,
yeah, they are.
I just don't want to be, I don't think this is the year for that. But like,
yeah, right.
A little picnic in the park or something, or if they do live around here, but if they don't live around here, I think it'd be really cute to do a FaceTime date, but then they order food and send it to me.
That's clever.
Or, we could do both ways. I think, okay, this is a really cute Valentine's Day idea, I think. I'm going to say it out loud and I might change my mind, but this is a good idea for anybody out there. If you do it, please DM me, let me know. But, only let me know if it went well. I don't need the negativity. Okay. Right. No, but I think it'd be cute if, like, I was on a FaceTime date with somebody. They don't live here, I guess, let's say. And I order food for them from a restaurant. Like, they can pick the restaurant, but they'll pick a restaurant. I'll pick the food for them. And then they pick the food for me.
That's
is that lame? Or just buy the food and we pick it and they just buy it. But, or like they send a bottle of wine, some flowers.
Make sure you go bottom shelf. No, actually go top shelf.
Gallo family wine. Honestly, I would be more impressed if someone gave me Gallo family wine. I'm just saying.
You are not hard to please.
I'm not. I swear, not in that aspect. Like my love language is definitely quality time. Do you know yours?
No. How do you find out your love language?
There's like a test online. You just Google like love language.
Love language test.
Yeah.
I'm about to take it since I got the phone with you.
We'll have to, I'll have to let the people know what your love language is then. You really are leaving us on a cliffhanger here.
We might get to find out for Valentine's Day if you have me back on the show.
Hey, okay, okay. Perfect.
If I don't have a guy, but I probably next week. It's like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like you always are finding people to talk to like that.
Yeah, but it don't work out. It's different. We can have friends, like even the guys that I went on dates with, even the ones like the blue check guys. The blue check guys, I still talk to them to this day, but it's not like, you know, romantically, but it's just hey, how you doing? One today. How funny is that?
Right.
Chat them up. And you try to FaceTime me, and I was like, no, sirree. We're not getting back on that level.
No.
we understand each other that we're just friends.
Yeah.
No FaceTime here, boo.
No. Although I do FaceTime you randomly all the time.
I like your FaceTime.
It's different because we're in a romantic relationship, so I could do that, you know?
Secretly, yeah.
Yeah. Secretly. It's fine, whatever. But I guess that's a good spot to end.
Right.
But I do, if you made it this far, now you know.
Right. No. Stop. My laugh needs to change. Help me find a new laugh for 2021.
I don't know if I can help you. Mine's not really much better.
Mine's just obnoxious. I hate it.
I'm gonna tickle me.
It's like that. Like it comes like real deep. Like my laugh comes like from my stomach. It
explodes out of you all at one time. Yeah.
I hate you. I'm trying to hold it in.
She didn't. That was her mouth.
That was my mouth. I swear.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm gonna take your laugh from this podcast and like make it my alarm to wake up to.
It's about to come out like really. You think I try to hold it back?
I know. Now you just do like that weird airy laugh.
I know.
She looks.
I don't want to laugh like that. It does like alarm clock. That is horrible.
Do you imagine the alarm? I would wake right up. Everyone listening to this podcast, I'm so sorry for that.
make my laugh viral then. Should we go make a TikTok alarm clock?
Yeah, I think we're on to something here. That's your next business you need to start.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And wine, because I want wine. I want to do a wine company.
I would love to start a wine company. But
you want to do it with me? What are we gonna call it? We can call it something really dope. Okay, we can't tell everybody right now. No,
we can't just talk about it here. It's too public.
Not on here. Guys, look for the future.
All right. So anyway, we've given you a lot to think about. So I just want Diamond, just tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram, where they can find Ladybox, all that good stuff. Yeah. And we'll also send the little about section of the podcast as well.
Yeah. So if you guys want to follow me, you can follow me at @IAM_DiamondJack. I don't know why that was funny, but it was. @IAM_DiamondJack.
Well, because you are underscore Diamond Jack.
Really, right? And then if you want to follow my business page, it is Shop the Lady Box. Real easy. Yay. Shop the Lady Box. No underscore, nothing else. Just Shop the Lady Box.
And it's literally, guys, I would not lie to you. I know Diamond's my friend, so it could come off. I don't want you guys to think I'm just like talking about this being great because she's my friend. Because, you know, I wouldn't. I would, but I wouldn't this hard. I wouldn't go this hard. It is really, really cute stuff. Like, genuinely, there's something for everyone, multiple things for everyone. Like, and it's not insane prices either. So, if you really, if you want like a good gift for anybody, I would highly recommend. But
exactly.
For now, I mean, thank you so much, Diamond, for doing this. I know it was kind of last minute and just stepping right in as a co-host here, letting me grill you on all your personal information.
I know. Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's always good times when I talk on the phone with you.
Oh,
so it felt like a regular like phone call with you.
I know. We do video calls all the time. We're just now recording
it. Right.
Yeah. But so we do have a little thing at the end of our podcast. We now have to give people permission to exit. So if you want to try and say it with me, you can. Yeah. She's warming up the vocal cords here. All right, guys. You now have permission.
Permission
to exit. Goodbye. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had moves to make and we made them, dude. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had moves to make and we made them, dude. I wouldn't say we made it. We didn't make it up, we just made a way. We gon' take it up, we won't fade away. I got too many dreams, gotta stay away. Ask me if I changed, yo, it's night and day. I told the backstabbers, put the knife away. I'm tryna get my family to a nicer place. Room for everybody, but no room for hate. Everybody eating off the nicest plate. When it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, yeah. Play this when it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, but you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. But you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. I'm like, hey. I know I gotta keep going.